Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Rishi Sunak must stand up to the Brexit purity cult of Eurosceptics on the Tory benches to find a solution to the Northern Ireland Protocol issues. That's what Keir Starmer, the British Labour Party leader, has just said at a speech at Queen's University Belfast this morning. Now, the DUP leader, Geoffrey Donaldson, on Morning Ireland earlier said that he's hopeful of an outcome from talks that both unionists and nationalists can support. Joining me for more on this now is Deirdre Heenan, Professor of Social Policy at Ulster University. Good morning to you, Deirdre.
Good morning.
Strong words from Keir Starmer this morning in the last couple of minutes. On the one hand, he's telling Rishi Sunak, we will support you, the Labour Party will support you if you find a solution here on the protocol. On the other hand, he's saying, you've got to stand up to the ERG, to the Eurosceptics in your party.
Well, I think it is an important intervention from Starmer. What he's promising is cross-party support for a deal, if a deal can be reached with the EU. But he's quite right in saying that if this deal is reached with the EU, then that will really put the spotlight on Rishi Sunak, and he has got to show that he is willing to stand up to the right wing of his party. Remembering that the former chair of ERG and now a Northern Ireland minister, Steve Baker, warned that the ERG would implode the government if there was any perception of a sellout. So I think really what Starmer is saying is that the Labour Party is willing to put country before making political capital out of clear divisions that exist within the Conservative Party.
And do you think that Rishi Sunak can stand up to the ERG now? Is the moment right for him to do that?
Well, I think if he's ever going to do it, this is the moment to do it. There is a clear window of opportunity. There is momentum around the deal. And I think also importantly, the right-wing press in the UK are beginning to say, look, the public are weary of this protocol row. We don't want to have friction with our nearest neighbours. There's a war raging in Ukraine. There are serious domestic issues, not least the cost of living crisis and the NHS imploding. We really need to get a grip on this and move on. So I think actually all of these things are coming together for Sunak, and it is now up to him to show that he has the mettle to stand up to the ERG and say, well, what's the alternative? Are we going to continue shouting from the sidelines for another 6 years? Are we going to reopen the Brexit war? I think people have had enough, and what they want is a compromise, concessions and an ability to move forward.
It's interesting what might be happening in the British Labour Party on the Brexit front, because the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, came out and said Brexit isn't working. Now, he said that we have to work with what we have, but we have to forge our trade links, make the protocol work, get moving through it. But it's quite an admission, isn't it, from a party that has stood on the fringes of this, hasn't been prepared to criticise the impact of Brexit, to come out and say that, a senior member of that party.
I think it is. And I think, as I said, the tide is turning. There is now a wealth of evidence to show that Brexit was a monumental act of self-harm. You can no longer deny that it has had a negative effect on the UK. And I think now politicians are saying, well, look, we can't ignore the elephant in the room anymore. We must accept that this has been a mistake and try and mitigate it as far as possible. And the key thing that's keeping the Brexit row going, as it were, or ensuring that Brexit cannot be done, is the row over the Northern Ireland Protocol. Mm-hmm. And that means it has to be resolved. So it's not just about Northern Ireland. It's about the wider Brexit deal. It's about moving forward in terms of trade relations with the UK and their nearest partners. And of course, globally, they want to have better relations with America. And we are told of an imminent visit by Joe Biden. So they will want to be able to show that they have moved forward, that they've achieved something in these negotiations.
Let's talk about what's happened this week and where we might be at. Geoffrey Donaldson, as I said there on Morning Ireland this morning, not resiling from the seven tests that the DUP has long held, which they say need to be met in order for them to support any new protocol moves from the British government. How likely do you think it is that a deal now will be struck with this new impetus?
Well, I think what is likely to happen is that there will be a deal. There will be a deal between the UK and the EU. The more important thing is how this will link with the issues around restoring the Northern Ireland executive. I think it's interesting that when the Foreign Secretary came along, he said that, you know, the protocol was not necessarily linked with restoring the devolved institutions. And Varadkar also warned when he came that a deal on the protocol may not be enough to restore the institutions. So there seems to be a coordinated effort from the British and Irish governments to decouple the issues of a deal around the protocol and restoring the institutions. And that is a challenge to the DUP's narrative, who have consistently argued that the two are inextricably linked. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they have. I have. And that seems to be the big stumbling block at the moment. Deirdre, thanks once again for joining us on the programme. Coming up next, we'll find out why home insurance costs are on the increase.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.